Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back in. 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Jim Wyatt joins us now from Titans Online, presented by Accurate Mortgage. Jimbo, you out working on your tan today somewhere, or are you at Titans HQ with five shirts on, shivering in the cold?
Yeah, I'm working today. It hasn't slowed down enough yet where I can sneak away. I sent my family off for spring break, and so I'm a bachelor this week. I've got the house to myself. It's pretty quiet. It's too early to leave in free agency because you never know what can happen. So I'm working this week.
Well, I made a note. Obviously, you can talk about the new additions this week, and I certainly want to do that with Humphreys and Wake and Saffold. But the idea that, well, that's just it. Everybody that's going to sign. There's a bunch of players still out there who could help teams in free agency right now.
It definitely is, but it's a different category now. It's certainly a different tier of free agency. I mean, it's amazing each year how quickly it moves and how quickly the big money contracts get signed and dealt, and after that first wave happens, then you know there's some guys out there that probably will get some, you know, multi-year deals. But now, you know, a lot of teams are looking at one-year contracts and looking to fill holes. And as you closer you get to the draft, then you know, you can't help but think, okay, let's see what we get in the draft, and then we can come back to some of those guys. And it's a interesting play if you're the agent for some of the veterans that are out there, because some of them, you know, want to find a seat now. Yeah. But sometimes you're better off if you wait until after the draft, and then maybe there's a need for you if a team doesn't get what they're looking for. So things have moved to a different tier, and I definitely think the Titans still have some additions in them outside of the draft, but when they come, I guess it will be on a case-by-case basis.
I'm interested in the fact that Justin Houston is still out there, because a lot of people had him penciled in as, you know, if you looked at different fan bases, they all had their team picking him up if they needed a pass rusher.
Yeah, and I think you can't help but wonder. And again, I've not dealt with his agent, so yeah. I'm not working that side like I used to.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's got a value on himself that teams are not willing to go down that road yet. And as time passes, sometimes, obviously, the expectation lowers from some of those players. But, yeah, I guess I thought he would go, you know, sooner than he has. And be curious to see how that one plays out for him.
Jim Wyatt from Titans Online, our guest. All right, let's talk a little bit about these new additions. Let's go Adam Humphreys. He was really the first big splash for the Titans in free agency, and obviously a guy that the Super Bowl champions had some interest in as well. But this seems to be a guy who will solve a lot of things for a quarterback, Marcus Mariota, as far as giving him an available target on a lot of plays, who catches the ball when you throw it to him.
No doubt. I mean, he's certainly going to help this offense, not just Marcus, but I think he's going to help, you know, the Delanie Walkers of the world, the Corey Davis of the world, the Derrick Henrys of the world. And he had a lot of interest. I mean, he had four offers at the start of free agency, including the Patriots, who made a couple of runs at him. And, you know, the fact that he stayed, you know, with his commitment here and thought that this is a good fit for him, I think not just from a football team, but from a city and where he wanted to be, I think it's a great sign. And, you know, there's no doubt this team needed a veteran receiver, and he, you know, he said himself, you know, he's one of these guys that kind of lets his work go to kind of speak for itself, but there's no doubt he's going to make an impact on that room just by the way he handles himself. He's a pro. He's been doing it for 4 years, and he's going to help, you know, in the locker room and on the field as well.
Jimmy, you mentioned veteran receiver. I think it was Schefter reporting that the Titans may be kicking the tires a little bit on Jordy Nelson. You talk about veteran kind of guy. Is this team in need, do you think, of still maybe a more veteran
OG
leader. Type. Yeah, an OG in that receiver's room.
Old guy.
Or can Humphreys be that?
It definitely wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I definitely think they're not finished at this position. If you look at the room now, I mean, you've got four guys I think you feel good about, and Corey Davis and now Humphreys, and you add him to Taywan Taylor and Tajay Sharp, but you can never have too many guys competing in camp. And it wouldn't surprise me if somebody else is added. Doesn't necessarily have to be Nelson who you name, but it could be someone else, and it could be somebody else in the draft. I just think they're looking to upgrade at that position, and competition and more bodies in the room helps that.
Cam Wake is the 37-year-old dude with a 3-year
contract.
Speaking
of OG.
Yeah, man. I mean, 37 and a 3-year deal, that's no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about him that you like, I talked to Brian Arakpo about him yesterday, because him and Wake have gotten to be good friends from their time spent in the Pro Bowl. And as Arakpo said, I mean, he may be up there in years, but he certainly doesn't play like it. And he played limited snaps last year, less than 50% of snaps. He was still very productive. And I think if he is able to stay healthy, which he certainly expects to do, it's funny talking about how many times he's been written off and how many times people thought he's starting his decline as the years pass and he continues to play at a high level. I think as long as he stays healthy, he's going to add something extra, to the defense, no doubt, and could get back to being that double-digit sack guy, even if he does play limited snaps. He was a great... Yeah, I know he's a surprise to a lot of people because you didn't hear his name mentioned a lot, linked to here when free agency started, but John Robinson, Mike Vrabel kind of had him pegged.
And people talked about how DK Metcalf at the combine looked like a Batman suit. Cam Wake looks like a Batman suit. That guy has like comically muscular arms. There's all these pictures of him going after quarterbacks. I don't want one of those arms crushing me, I can promise you that. The other big guy of the big three, Roger Saffold, signs, and he and Taylor Lewan are automatically best buddies, as we learned on social media. But here's the other thing, Jim. That guy was some people's top offensive line free agent in the entire free agent class for this year, and they land him to play guard.
Yeah, he's definitely a good player, and he'll have to come in here and play at a high level and keep doing what he did with Brandon. Yeah, obviously, he's coming in. I think the thing that's so good about him is he's coming to a system he's familiar with, coming from L.A. I mean, we all remember Andy Levitre being the top-ranked guard coming in here, several years back, and he didn't have quite as much success as he did in Buffalo. But with Saffold, he comes in familiar with the system, an established player, playing 9 years in the league. The question mark there, I don't have any doubts about Saffold. It's who's playing the other spot, because Josh Klein being released follows that move. And I know John Robinson mentioned Corey Levin. He mentioned Kevin Pamphile. He mentioned Aaron Stinney. Ben Jones obviously has played some guard himself, so if his team drafts true center, what happens there, man? There's a lot of things in play. So I've got no doubts about Saffold's ability to play and to be really good. Now I'm really curious to see how the rest of that shakes out, because I don't think the team's done yet there either.
Well, and then the surprising thing, Jim Wyatt, again, our guest, brought to you by Accurate Mortgage, Ryan Tannehill. The Titans get what I think is the best backup quarterback that they've had here since maybe when Kerry Collins was the backup quarterback around here.
I agree. That's and I think they were fortunate to get him. I mean, I'll say this about Gabbard, and he's kind of taken a lot of criticism on. I think you've got to give Gabbard some credit for winning the game against the Texans last year, give him credit for helping his team win against the Redskins. But I think, if you're looking at that position, Ryan Tannehill is more established. Just look at his track record. Look at his resume. Look at his athletic ability. He moves well. I think he's got a skill set very similar to Marcus Mariota. John Robinson said that himself. And he's a better player. And if something should happen to Marcus, I think Ryan Tannehill can step in, in the short term and over a stretch of games if need be. I mean, the hope is he never plays. I mean,
yes.
If he doesn't, then Marcus stays healthy and he's playing at a high level. But you have to feel good about Tannehill and having a guy of his caliber now as the number two.
Jimbo, on the way out, I know you've written about this, and the NFL is starting to release some information, but people can start making their draft plans, right? The NFL is starting to release some concert info and other stuff about the draft.
Yeah, and so far we know that Tim McGraw is going to be on the main stage on that Friday. We know CeCe Winans is singing the anthem, and I think in the near future you're going to see more come out. I mean, we're now about 5 weeks away from the start of the draft, and I know a lot of music's planned on that main stage on Broadway. There's going to be a bunch of music on the Nissan Stadium side of the river. It's going to be an outstanding weekend because so many people are in town, not just for the draft, but for the marathon and for Jimmy Buffett concert and for potential Predators playoff games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be crazy in Nashville that weekend. And I would think that as the week's get closer, we're going to know even more and more about what's in store for that weekend.
We've been fortunate enough to go to the Super Bowl like you and see what they do for fans at the Super Bowl, and it's just unbelievable. I would hope that the fan experience, I'm not talking about the music and the Nashville part, but the NFL part, I would hope that that fan experience was similar to what people can experience at the Super Bowl, because if it's anything like that, it will be something they remember for the rest of their life.
Yeah, and I think it will be. I mean, Nashville's a perfect city for it. I've been to drafts in Chicago and Philadelphia and in Dallas last year, and certainly all those were unique. But Nashville is unique in that, you've got so much within walking distance. It's a walking city. As long as you can find a place to park your car, you can get everywhere, and you can pop in and listen to music. You can have a cold brew if you want to. You can have a great meal up and down Broadway or at any of these pop-up locations that will be set up for the draft. So, the only thing you got to do is just, there's no question the city is going to deliver. The only thing you got to do is keep your fingers crossed and hope that Mother Nature does as well.
Amen to that. Hey, great stuff. People want to keep up with Jim at Jay Wyatt Sports on Twitter or always at TitansOnline.com. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you guys have a good week.
Jimmy Wyatt sent the family away for spring break. He stayed back to make the magic happen with us.
It's
just too busy. It's too much going
on. There's no downtime in the NFL.
You know what
now.
That means? Maybe they're about to sign somebody else. Keeping Jimmy Wyatt around. I'm just saying.
Now you're
Why is he still here?